Praise God. Good to see you tonight. Praise God. Let's pray again. Father, we thank you so much for your goodness tonight. We just take a moment. We remember that God is good and you are good to us. You are good to everyone. You are rich to all who call upon your name. And Father, we just take that moment tonight to acknowledge your goodness, that you desire to show forth your goodness to men, that you want your goodness to be made known in this earth. You want your goodness to be shown forth in our lives and in our interactions with people, as well as what you do for us and what you do among us. We thank you for your goodness tonight. It's that goodness that draws men to repent. It's your goodness, Father, that as people proclaim and tell of your goodness, that others are drawn to you. And so we pray tonight, Father, for a doorway, an avenue of your goodness to be made known in this earth. There's so much, there's been so many lies that have been told about you and so many people, Father, who have the wrong idea of you. And we pray tonight, Father, that we would be given opportunities to proclaim your goodness, that people would come to know that you are good and that you love them through our witness, through our words, through our actions and what they see in our lives. And Father, we thank you for that tonight. Father, I pray for all the people of Good News Church. I know many are, some are going to be traveling and many are going to be entertaining family and friends in these next few weeks. And Father, I thank you so much that you watch over us and you protect us and you keep us from evil. In Jesus' name, no evil shall befall us. No plague will come near our dwelling place. I thank you, Father, that the enemy, he's got nothing on us. Nothing shall by any means hurt us because we belong to you. Not because we don't deserve evil, but because we belong to you and our trust is in you. And your favor, it surrounds us as a shield. Your angels, they encamp around about us. They protect us and they keep us in all our ways. Even if we were to dash our foot against a stone, the angels of the Lord are there to protect us and watch over us. And we thank you for that tonight. Our trust is in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you can be seated. Good to see y'all tonight. As you heard earlier, Matt talking there, because of the holidays next week, we won't be having midweek boost, but we'll be back here 2 weeks from tonight for a day after New Year's Day special midweek boost. So you don't want to miss that. But, tonight I just want to share a couple of things with you. It's just really been on my heart all day today that God is good. And I really enjoyed you sharing those testimonies, Neil. I had never even heard that one testimony you were sharing about how your dad told you not to tithe and some of that. But then I leaned over and said to Matt, you know, Neil, you have, God's done a lot of good things for you in your life. Just since I've known you. Georgia, you missed it. He'll give you all the testimonies. But, God's done a lot of good things. And I was just thinking there are so many of us sitting here tonight and God's done really good things for us in our lives. But, I wanted to share something before we go on. Many of y'all know Joel and Anita Lowe, and I don't know if y'all know this. They're members of our church. Joel and Anita moved back earlier in the year. They moved to Charlotte, and they've been for a long time wanting to move back. Anita has went to school there, and they had, I think Joel's mother's there. And so anyway, but they moved to Charlotte, and Anita was expecting, they were expecting a baby, probably last time you saw them. Anita was with child, as they say. Well, anyway, their little girl was born this weekend. And they had a healthy baby girl, which in itself was a demonstration of God's goodness because they had been told that it was going to be very difficult for them to ever have children. And God has blessed them with a healthy baby girl, and she's beautiful, and she looks just like Anita, which is good. That's good, because Anita's beautiful, so that's good. She looks like her mama, so thank God for that. Isn't that awesome? Praise God. So tonight, I just want to spend a little time rejoicing over God's goodness and what he's done. So before we move into that, I just wanted to share these four things. That God has done something good for you. Do you know that tonight? And I don't just mean Jesus, even though that's the best thing anybody could ever do for you. But there are things in our lives that we just look at. We look in our, you know, we get so caught up in the day-to-days and we forget, actually, God's doing good stuff for us all the time. He is working on our behalf. There are many things that we just sort of take them for granted or things that just come and go and we don't really think much of them. But the Bible tells us we are to really make much of what God does in our lives. The Bible talks about magnifying the Lord. That's shining the spotlight on what he's doing and making it big. So get out your magnifying glass and put it on what he's doing and what his work is in your life. You know how to magnify things because you do it often, though it's not the right thing. You magnify your problems. You magnify, you know, the lack. You magnify the sickness. You magnify where it didn't go right. Instead of recognizing, hey, so many things are going good and going well in my life. It's like a preacher friend of mine says, he says, you know, people, they get one little thing going on with one finger and they're just all nursing that one finger and everything is about that one finger. And they forget they have 9 perfectly healthy fingers. But all they focus on is that one finger that's got something wrong. And that's really the perspective that most people have about life. They just make a whole lot of the thing, you know, the sore thing. But what about the good things? And so we all have something good that God has done for us. And we also have something good that God has done through us. And I think we sometimes take for granted the fact that God works through us. But it, to me, I have to tell you, that's the best thing. I like God working through me even better than I do God doing something good for me. It does, you know, makes me happier and gives me more joy and more of a thrill in life. And then all of us have things that God has set us free from, that He's worked in our lives, and we turn around and we see we're more free than we used to be. And I don't mean like just when you get saved. I mean even when you've been saved for 40 years and God is still setting you free, because we continually come to know the truth. And Jesus said, you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. So I'm expecting to be freer next year than I am this year. Aren't you? Because I'm going to know some more truth. And that truth's going to make me free. It's not like just one day suddenly I was free from everything. I was freed from everything in Christ. But the reality of that is it's being worked out in my life. And so I'm growing in my freedom. And then the other thing is this, is that I'm always learning something good that helps me. Are you learning? Are you always learning something good that helps you? I know you are, Sharon. You're always telling me stuff you're learning. I don't know. I love that. I love that whole thing of just always growing in the knowledge of the Lord. Revelation coming. Oh, hey, you guys. Revelation coming in. You don't normally come on Wednesday night. Good to see you. Anyway, now I'm really embarrassed if they're here every Wednesday night and I haven't noticed. Anyway, sorry. they won't come back on Wednesday night anymore after this. So anyway. Just kidding. But you know how God reveals himself to you? Isn't that awesome? Now that runs neck and neck with God using me as God revealing himself to me. Those are two great things. I mean, they're neck and neck in my book, you know. And I love both of those things. Those are my favorite things. And so God, he is teaching us things. So I was just thinking about just sharing this with you. I had something really neat happen earlier this week. I hadn't talked to Jeremy and Jocelyn Gall. Was that this week? No, I think it was the end of last week. I hadn't talked to the Galls. We hadn't been able to meet up in months. And so I would text them. They would text me, but I've been gone. They've been doing things. And so we just kept like, you know, like right missing each other. And so I finally said, look, it was last week because Matt was gone. I said, I don't care if Matt's gone. We're going to Skype anyway. And so we made an appointment. And so we call. And there they are. And I just had something on my heart I wanted to share with them. And so I asked them how they were doing, and they told how they were doing. And I said, well, look, the reason I called, and I start telling them something was in my heart. Jeremy said, wait, stop right there. Hold on a minute. I got to get something. So he goes in the other room. He says, I got to get my prayer journal. He said, you don't know this, but what you're talking to me about is the same thing God has been saying to me. And he told me my number one thing for 2013 is this very thing you're telling me. And I was just saying, Jeremy, this is just in my heart. This is just, you know, I'm just called you because I want to talk to you about this. He said, but you don't understand. I've been writing that in my prayer journal. Look, Jocelyn, tell her how we've been talking about it. God said to me, the number one thing for me to do in 2013 is this very thing that you're sitting here talking to me about. See how God, he confirms things to us and how he works with us. And it just delighted me. I was more delighted than he was. And he was pretty delighted. He was pretty happy. And Jeremy can get excited. But he was real excited. But I was even more excited than him, because God had some little part with me, just using me to confirm that in his life. And it was just a really wonderful time. We were all crying at one point. Matt would have loved it if he'd been there, so he could have cried some. But we were just all choked up, because it's just so good how God works in our lives. Isn't that awesome how God works in our lives? And then I was just thinking about this a trip that Matt and I need to take later this year. And it's a very expensive trip. And I was just kind of contemplating, because I knew we needed to do it, but I wasn't quite sure how or when or what. You know how that is, kind of like what Neil was talking about, that you know God will provide, but it's still, you know, there's still the fact there that it needs to be provided. And then I just got an email from somebody that I don't know, somebody that I have never had a conversation with. And I had just gotten this person, this is the first email I've ever gotten from them. But I get an email from this person and they tell me they want to pay for my trip to go to this place. I'm just like, what? Isn't that awesome? I was I thought, man, God, just go ahead. Help yourself. Isn't that wonderful? So I'm just thinking about how God blesses us in our lives. And so I just want to give y'all an opportunity tonight to share some things, because I have seen in my life that the more I talk about what God does and his goodness towards me, I see more of his goodness. And I tell you, the big thing I see is I see my attitude improves. And people who have a bad attitude, I can tell you one thing, they're not looking at the right stuff, and they're not making much of what they should be making much of. They're not rejoicing always in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. It's hard to rejoice always and have a bad, stinking attitude. And I don't know, there's very few things worse than a stinking attitude. Ain't that right? Who agrees with me? There's very few things worse than that. Come on. Is that Clayton? Clayton. I haven't seen you since Sunday. Man, did you bless us or what? That was awesome. Thank you for doing that. I mean, you're up there. You're the man. You're graduating. Come up here. Clayton graduated. Come up here and tell us what you're going to be doing, man. I'm so proud of you. All right, tell us. Hey, buddy. All right, tell us what you're going to be doing to have to interrupt our service for this.
Well, I graduated December 8th, about a week ago. I'm going to be teaching group exercise classes. They offered me a job, so I took it part-time. But, yeah, I'm going to be teaching part-time group exercise, and then I'll be looking for other work because I'm got a couple certifications. And starting in January.
Do you like doing that?
Yeah, kind of went to school for health and fitness management, so this is my area of expertise.
Sure. Well, you have so many areas of expertise. It's hard to narrow them down.
Yeah, but I have a degree in it now. So.
Okay, yeah, that's very cool. Yeah, this is the guy that was the doing the dancing on Sunday, and he was the one who could really dance, and then there were the other three. I could say that because one of them are my sons. It's my son, so. But it was amazing. I mean, Nate just emailed him and asked him, or called him and said, can you do something? And he's gone. He's in Atlanta, and he just arranged that kind of impromptu the day before. So it's good. Harry was so sore from that whole thing of having to do like that, Clayton. He's like, for 2 days, oh, my arm. See, he just can't hang with you. He needs some of that stuff you're learning in school. He needs that. So praise God. I see you're back, Matt. You want to share any good testimonies of things happened to you? I just started sharing some good things God's been doing in my life. Then I had Clayton come up. Why don't you come up and share something God's done in your life that's been good lately?
I could make something up here. I mean, something that's really cool has happened. We were in Naples for the AFCM meeting, and Susie and I had the privilege of speaking there, and it was some really good meetings. And there's a man by the name of Lee Grady. I don't know if you ever heard of him. He is the editor, or was the editor, for Charisma magazine, and he still writes a column for them, but now he has his own ministry as well. Well, Susie's been following him for a long time, and I've read a little bit of his articles, but we really like what he writes, and we really feel connected to him. Well, we met him there at the meeting. We're sitting in the same row and have struck up a friendship with him. And so now I've got all these connections with him. And then he introduced me to another guy that's the head of a ministerial group that is about the same size as the group that we're in, AFCM. And he's the head of that organization. And now I've got a friendship with him. And he's inviting me in March to come to their board meeting and work with them and learn some things from them. So God just brought two people in my life that great connections in the last month. And, you know, just awesome people. So I am so grateful. I give God the praise for that.
Amen. Praise God. That's better than money. Okay, so who has something good that's happened? Larry, why don't you come and tell about Deborah's job? I'm sorry, I just looked at you and thought of it. Come on. Can't give people time to volunteer. I have to call them out.
Deborah had been unemployed, and it'd been tough. And I know we're not the only ones who've faced some financial things. But she went in for an interview at one of the doctor's offices across the street from me and got hired just like that, right on the spot. And it's better pay than she's had probably in a long time. It's really good pay. Let's just put it that way. She's gotten a bonus, and we've just had some blessings come in, more opportunities to share the gospel with the neighbors. They're going through some things right now. Of course, you know, people, Well, they're drawn to us. Let's just put it that way. They just want to talk to you. And everybody who understands what I'm talking about knows what I'm talking about. But like I said, there's been more opportunities through that. And money's needed in this world, and that helps. So praise God for that. So
that's about all. That's it. Amen. That's awesome. Thank you, Larry. Praise God. Yeah, let that be an encouragement to any of you that have been unemployed or underemployed, that God is he's a provider. Praise the Lord. Well, who else has something good they want to share? Miss Terry.
Oh, well. Oh, we're getting volunteers. I see that hand.
I have lots of things, but I've got to share this with y'all. It's so cool. I have been self-employed for 20 years now. Woo. Wow. Anyway, most of those years I've been on back taxes. Woo! I've owed IRS for a long time. Probably over $20,000. Yeah. And I've been on payment plans, monthly payment plans. Well, right now, it's been like $275 a month. That's a lot of money. I have two more months, and it's all paid off. Praise God. Woo! And our debt's coming down. Yeah.
Praise God. Jose? That's awesome.
That's like getting a raise.
Oh, man. Well, let's see where I can start. There's so many things, but the Lord had just been dealing with me, and I was like, Lord, I really need a blessing in my life. So he said, he just put in my heart, if you want to be blessed, you need to be a blessing. And so he said, he just made it a purpose to bless someone. And I'm in the same business that she is, in the hair business, and I've been self-employed for quite a while, and I've been doing hair for over 20 years. And usually it slows down right after the holidays. Like after Christmas, it's just kind of just drops in January. Well, all last year, I didn't slow down at all. It didn't slow down until this July. All of a sudden, my business just came kind of to a halt. And that was around the same time that the Lord sent this young man into my business, and I hired him as a massage therapist. Come to find out, he's a believer. How everything worked out, it was just an amazing thing. So I knew that the Lord had put him in my life for a reason. So he came here. He purposed to come here. He stepped out in faith to go to school. He just had a little bit of amount of money. He was just kind of running low, and we started working together and started to get him his clientele built up. He's a massage therapist, and he's going to school. He wants to do kinesiology and work in the sports area. And when the Lord kind of put that in my heart to, you know, I wanted to be able to bless him, but I didn't know how because I really didn't have the finances available. When I made it a purpose, it's just like stepping in faith, I decided in my heart that I was going to do that. At the same time, I'm launching my own product line. And I got blessed with $2,000 to put towards my business. And then I started talking to some clients because I'm kind of handy in a lot of areas. So I asked them if there's any work that they need done that they would pay a professional. I can come and look at it and see if I can do it for them. And they can just, whatever they feel in their heart to donate, I would do it, and I wouldn't charge them anything. Well, I got blessed with another $1,000, and I took that $1,000 and sold a CD to him and got him a scooter for banking you $1,000. That was such a blessing to be able to do that. I mean, I think I was more excited than he was. It was just, I had never done anything like that. That was just amazing. And then with that, the more blessings just keep coming in. And I'm just super excited because I'm expecting, because big things are about to happen. Another thing is, by launching my product line, I said, Lord, I need 100 salons that can start carrying my product. So my goal is I'm going to give myself 10 years to be able to do this. Well, I went into a few schools. They want me to come and do some classes. So I got four schools lined up. That one's been coming on the 26th of this month, and come to find out, they have exactly 100 schools all over the United States, and they are fourth generation, and they've been around for 80 years. So I was like, if I can get 100 schools all in one swoop, I was like, Lord, this is not a coincidence. He's just kind of lining things up for me, left and right. So I'm really excited.
That's awesome. awesome. That's awesome. I love that. Come up here. I love that, buying the scooter for the guy. Man, I know exactly how you feel. When you do that, you're much more excited than they are. It's awesome.
Okay, well, Sam and I, when he got back from Afghanistan the first time, we went through some pretty hard times there for a little bit. And through that, God's been restoring a lot of different things. And y'all all know he's already gone back over to Afghanistan. He got a job, and I got a job at the VA. And this is my fourth week working there, and two people have started after me, and they've got me training them. So, I was like, okay, because, I mean, Sam got a job, I got a job making more money than I've ever made before in my life, and now they're having me train people, and I've been there less than a month. So that's God.
You must be doing okay, girl. Wow. Praise God. That reminded me, when you mentioned about Sam being in Afghanistan, I know many of y'all know Jeff Coverdale, who was a member of our church, and then he's in the Air Force, and he got stationed somewhere else, and then he was deployed over to Afghanistan. He's in Afghanistan, and I just saw the other day, and those of you who are Facebook friends with him, he was set to go out on a convoy in Afghanistan, and he was going with the convoy, and something happened, and he didn't go with those guys. And those guys went out, and they were hit by a mobile IED, and some of them lost their lives, which is terrible. But I think when it happened, he's like, oh, my goodness, I was supposed to be right in the middle of that. I was going to be hit, but I wasn't. And he was just very thankful for God's hand watching over him. I read that, and I stopped and gave God thanks for his, you know, protection over all of you, because God, no matter if you're in the middle of a war zone, God's angels are still there. He's still protecting us and watching over us. All right, who else? Who else? Did I see another hand? There's a hand. Yes, girl, come up. I like it when Kimberly wears her hat and she's being so cool. Yes. She's like so cool. Oh, I'm sorry. You look very nice. You look good in it.
Thank you. You're cool without the hat, too. Thanks. Been going through a lot lately, and during it all, God has he actually made a dream come true for me. I was given the opportunity to sing with the Augusta Symphony Orchestra at the Bell Auditorium for the Pops this past Friday night, and then at the Etheridge Center on Saturday night. And it was a situation where some monies that should have come to me did not, and so the finances were getting really short at the end of the month. And I just said, God, you know, I'm a tither. I'm your child. You've never let me down. So I'm expecting you to take care of me with all of this, period. And then all of a sudden, it was like, oh, by the way, we want you to, this was on a Tuesday. We want you to sing Friday, you know, with somebody I've never met before, never sung with before, and doing his arrangements, you know. And yeah, really. It's like, here's 4,000 people you get to perform in front of. You've got an hour to learn the stuff. But the cool thing was, is that, you know, they were like, I get the phone call, and then I get another phone call that says, okay, well, here's some details. And by the way, we're going to pay you to come to the rehearsal. We're going to pay you for the show Friday night and the show Saturday night. And he was like, and this is the amount we're going to pay you. Is that okay? And I went, yeah. I mean, I was making more than the musicians were making for just a minimal amount of time to be singing. And it was kind of funny, too, because they were apologetic. They were like, we're so sorry. We have to put your dressing room on the second floor. I was like, I get a dressing room? This is so cool, you know. But it was just, you know, and then I found out later, I guess a lot of the symphony people are, you know, that sing with the symphony are like divas and have all these attitudes and don't associate with the, you know, orchestra and all that kind of stuff. I was like, nah, come on, you know, you come in my dressing room with me and hang out if you want, you know. But it was just really cool how God just immediately answered, you know. And while I'm walking through this other fire, his goodness through that, you know, that while I'm going through a trial and tribulation, God said, just by the way, just here's a little goodness just to remind you that I am God.
Amen. That's an awesome opportunity. Yeah, what a blessing to be able just to do that. That's like a dream for people, to be able to perform in front of thousands of people and sing. And then they paid you and give you a dressing room. Kim, praise the Lord. So, Yeah. After service, we'll be doing autographs. Jessica, come here. You're home from school. Come and tell us. She just completed her first semester. Oh, and there's Julie. I just saw her. I didn't see you. You come up too. You can stand by her. These are the Sprinkle girls. One went to Regent and one went to ORU. So tell us how it is.
Okay, well, I just completed my first semester at ORU, and I had a very large class schedule. I had 8 classes, and but God was there with me every step of the way. He even got me a job, like, a month in, and it was fantastic. It was making a lot more money than a waitress should. Yes, I'm a waitress, but it's a lot of fun. I did see Tori a little bit, not as much as you'd think, but I also had a lot of problems with figuring out which direction I wanted to go in life and what I wanted to do. And by the end of the semester, God kind of pointed the way and showed me which direction to take. So I have a purpose, so to speak.
Praise God. That's awesome.
Well, I went to Regent University, and I was just kind of taking general courses because I didn't really know what I wanted to do, and I still don't really know. But
that's okay.
Yeah, but I've been praying about it, thinking, and I'm taking a couple psychology classes because that's kind of an interesting thing. But I'm just praying to God that He'll show me like which way I should go.
Do you like it there?
Yeah, I really do like it.
And have you seen Pat Robertson?
Yes, I have a couple times actually.
Okay. Yes. So he's not a puppet; he's a real person.
No,
okay. No, oh, never mind. Well, good to have you guys home. Very good. I didn't get to see you Sunday. Very good. All right, catching up on all my people. All right, who else has something good they want to share? Ben Dupree. He used to be the guy on that little scooter, but not no more.
That's a big blessing. All right, so most of y'all know I got promoted at my job, I guess, about a year and a half ago, give or take, and I just found out, my boss called me. Money's been kind of tight lately, obviously, Christmas time and everything, and I still had a little bit of Christmas shopping to do, and I wasn't quite sure where the money was going to come from, and had some bills to pay and stuff, and I got a call from my boss. He called my extension and told me that they had realized that they failed when I got promoted. They failed to bump me up to the next tier as far as how my paid time off is accrued. So they owed me some PTO. And the end of the year is coming. I'm only allowed to carry over about 40 hours of PTO into the next year. And I've actually got about 40 hours already accumulated, but they were tacking on about another 69 hours of PTO. So I say, okay, are you telling me I need to start taking some time off? Cause it's not going to carry over. And she said, no, I need you in your seat so you can be productive and get some systems out the door. And I said, okay, well, what are we doing with this? And they said, well, we're going to buy it back from you. And so they're tacking on about an extra $630 to my paycheck. Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank God. God is good. Yes. Is that a hand? Yeah. Okay. Oh, tissues. It's a lot of tissues.
All right. I'm just sitting in a chair and I'm trying to debate whether or not I should say all of this, but God keeps saying, okay, say it because it'll deliver you completely from the situation. So, Pastor Susie has this thing she always says all the time, that every opportunity that, every door that opened doesn't mean that you're necessarily meant to walk through it. Well, I learned that lesson big time this year. Earlier this year, I was offered a position at one of the hospitals here. And I heard it in my spirit the whole time, though, Fabiola, do not take the job. Don't go after the job. I mean, just don't take it. But I was looking at the money. You know, and I took the position, and when I tell you that was the worst 3 months of my life, I mean, it was just awful. I mean, what I experienced, I've never experienced anything like that. There's just the disrespect, it was just awful. And what ended up happening was that the supervisors who were there, they just really, really did not like me. And I'm just not used to that because, you know, I'm so sweet, you know. No. But no, seriously though, like they just really didn't like me. And I just kept saying like, God, I don't understand. Like, what is it? Why do these people really not like me? And as he said, they just literally do not like the God that's in you. And as a result of that, they constantly and consistently attacked me. So on May 13th, they pulled me into the office and they said, Ms. Lapine, I'm going to have to terminate you. I'm like, what? I don't understand. You know, and when this happened, I felt so violated. Remember I was telling you that. I just felt so violated. I just didn't understand because it just went against everything what I was brought up with, where it was where you work hard, you go to school, you get your education, and then nobody will, you know, nobody can't take that away from you. Well, obviously, these people tried their hardest. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, I just don't understand. So the opportunity presented itself for me to do Insight, and I just thought to myself, well, I don't have the money anymore, like, you know, because I'm going to have to pay this, but then I'm going to have to start conserving my money. But then God said, don't worry about it. I'll make a way. He sure enough did. Insight was the most therapeutic thing, come to find out. And that was the healing process for me. But even now, I just got so deeply depressed. And it just everything that has, I don't know, it's just, when I tell you I was so spiritually attacked, every single Sunday or, you know, or every Wednesday for me to come here or every Tuesday and Thursday, whatever it was when we had to come to Insight, it was so hard. And it was just like, I just don't know what to do. I was so bound, but God is so good. When I tell you he is so good, I have been released for 29 years worth of pain that I had in me that was bound, that had me bound. I'm the perfect example of a functioning person who could be severely depressed and who could smile in your face and you would have no idea. I'm a person who can walk here and I'm telling you, and God could sit here and he could get rid of everything if you just say, I give up, God. I just take it all. When I tell you, everything, every single bill has been paid off. I don't even know how the mortgage has been paid. There's always food in the refrigerator. Every single bill has been paid off. And then on top of that, I got accepted into a doctorate degree program. And I didn't even want to apply because I said, God, I'm so sick and tired of going to school because this is my fourth degree. I'm serious. And I'm just like, I don't even know how I'm going to pay for this. Don't you know? Despite that, even with them doing this to me, I got a scholarship that not only paid it's going to pay the whole 4 years through. Plus, they're going to pay me money to make sure that I'm able to go to school full time. Okay, so what these people intended to try to screw me over, take away my license away from me. God turned it around and flipped it on them and said, oh, here she goes. You know? And not only that, plus every single day I have an opportunity to spend time with my children. Something I couldn't do because coming from where I come from is constantly hustle, 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 hustle. So I had to be pulled down here to just be like, okay, relax. Just chill. Get to know, remember who I am, remember me. Meaning God saying that to me, of course, you know. You know, I've gotten in a place with God where it's just, I would never replace it. I wouldn't want to. I mean, my business, even from last year, God, the main reason why God was telling me, don't take that job is because he told me, focus on this business that I told you to do. And I didn't want to do it because I wanted the money. You know, I wanted a consistent paycheck. And when I tell you, when I started to finally focus on what he told me to do, I mean, oh my gosh, within the past 2 months, it's just amazing how I have seen my business like just flourish and just change. And then it's not only about the business part, it's about what God is using the business to help other people. I went to Houston 2 weeks ago and I had sent my products out there two, 3 days in advance. And I told my husband, make sure you send it out. Well, the UPS messed up somehow and they didn't send it right. And I was just so upset. I'm like, how could you do this? You messed up and this and that. And then he was like, don't worry about it, you know, you'll be all right. Well, everything worked out the way it was supposed to happen. Because I went to the, something said, okay, I heard it in my spirit, go downstairs and go print this stuff out. So I went there. And this lady, my products ended up coming the next day or whatever. And then, yeah, so I went to the room downstairs to go print something out. So this lady happens to be sitting right next to me. And she just started talking to me. And then she started telling me, well, you know, I have end-stage kidney disease, you know, so she's getting, you know, her kidneys are completely shutting down and how she has a serious addiction to cigarettes and she has very out of her diabetes are completely out of control. And I was, you know, so then here I go, everything that I know, start asking her questions. Well, do you know Jesus? Well, come to find out, she is saved. And I was like, well, do you know that since you do know Jesus, you don't have to be in that state? So I started telling her what I know. And then she was like, really? Yeah, I'm like, yeah, really. So I was like, you know what? Let me ask you a question. Can I pray for you? So I prayed for her. She said that instantly as I prayed for her, she felt her body change. That she had a hunger for cigarettes. She wanted to actually stop talking to me so she can go smoke a cigarette, but the hunger decreased. I was like, man. And then as soon as I stepped away from her, I thought about it. Oh, that's why the products were late. That's the reason why the stuff didn't get there on time, because God had he had a plan. So, you know, it's a beautiful thing, because never have I ever felt so fulfilled. And me being a nurse, you would think that, oh, well, that's not possible. No, this is possible. Like, I feel so fulfilled because I know that despite the fact that, you know, I'm not making, you know, as much as I used to, whatever, it's all right, because in the end, I'm doing God's work. And it's like, what better is that? And the joke is this. How about I went back home about a week ago, and then I got offered almost a six-figure job. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm out, you know? And I had to really check myself. And it's like, okay, what's really, seriously, like, what's so important? Is it really the money, or is it where you are at with God right now and where you know where God is going to take you? Left it alone. I said, no, sorry, I can't take that. I'll stay right here. So, you know, as embarrassing as that was for me to finally admit that, because that's not something I really tell people, you know, I can stand here and say, God is good. And not every door that is open is meant for you to walk through. Okay.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Praise God. Does anyone else have anything to share? Oh, Tom Tiller. All right, sir.
I'm a graduate of Insight, and I didn't want to take it at first, but Pastor Susie told me to get in there. So I ended up going through Insight, and then the Lord resurrected some things that was in my past, which was Bible study. And we started Bible study at home, and every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. And God has really been moving, and we have some consistent people that come every Tuesday night, and I can sense that God is working things in their life. And it just blesses me. And the main thing that we were talking about our church. And one of the things, Larry, you remember last night, one of the things we talked about was that most of the military people that have come through this church have had hands laid on them before they went overseas and deployed. And we haven't had a single one that didn't come back. And that's a blessing. And just like Pastor Susan mentioned tonight, I just think it's where you go to church is important. Folks just don't realize it. But then what is really important, and I share this, is that God is wanting us a individual relationship with each of us. God wants us to talk to him like we would talk to anybody else, but he wants us to do it often. Because we need to cultivate our relationship with the Lord, because it will enhance our position in the kingdom of God. So I just wanted to thank the Lord for the Bible study. The people come out. They come from all across town to come. And I just said, thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Praise the Lord.
It's awesome, Tom. It has been. As the Lord dealt with him to do that, he was just willing. And look how God's prospered it. And that's with Rhonda in Atlanta working her job. Anybody else have anything they want to share? Don't be shy, even if it's your first Wednesday night. Anybody? Oh, okay, well, we got two. Go with one or the other. Here we go.
Oh, well, she says. Oh, well. It's really not about me. It's about Isabella. For those who don't know, Isabella's four, and she's been coming to church here since she was born. And a couple of weeks ago, as most of you know, her mother's a neonatal nurse. And when she works three or four nights straight, we will take Isabella to see her mom before she goes to work. So we go down to the hospital so she can see her mama. And this particular evening, we get into the CMC parking lot, and we're waiting on Genevieve to get there. And Johnny gets out, and this gentleman walks by, and he says,
how are you doing, Johnny? And Johnny's talking to him because he's a longtime customer. And he said, well, I've got Isabella in the truck. So he comes over and he speaks with us, and Isabella's playing in the driver's seat. And he says, my mother fell an hour ago, or a little while ago, and she's got to have surgery in an hour. Her hip's broken. And Isabella said, we need to pray. Close your eyes and repeat after me.
I love that.
We all closed our eyes and repeated after her. So that's on a Tuesday night. So Wednesday night we come to church, and as Genevieve gets to work a little bit early, and she sees the same man in the parking lot. And earlier that day, is our babysitter got sick, and Isabella said, well, let me pray for you. And so she prays for her. But anyway, that evening when Genevieve got to work and saw the same gentleman, she said, how's your mom? And he said, my mom is great. She went through the surgery, and it's all because of the prayer of that four-year-old. So what this church teaches our children makes a difference, because she's not afraid to close your eyes and repeat after me.
That's hilarious. Rachel?
When last year, when you talked about this year was going to be astonishing things, I had no clue. I had no expectation, but all I said was, I want part of it. And to tell you a long story made short, because there's so many things that has happened this year, just increase. I've been through a lot of things in my life, went through a lot of bad trails, made a lot of bad mistakes. God brought finally the man of my dreams, without a doubt in my mind, the one that God has for me and made for me. I put on my bucket list about a year ago that I wanted to go to Africa. The man that I married was from Africa. And I've already been to Africa twice just in, you know, the last 7-8 months. And bills have been paid off. Credit has been restored. Different things that has just been happening over the last year is so astonishing. I mean, the wreck that I got in flipped over. It was like we were flipping into a thing of cotton. It was like no impact. Nobody got hurt. My truck wasn't even messed up. It didn't cost me a dime to fix anything. This year, just praying for God to just open up different ways of me making money, just different ways of open up opportunity. Different people were saying, you know, when are you going to see your husband? When's he going to be here? And I'm like, I don't know, but I'm going to see him before then. The year's over. And I just kept on saying that, and I didn't know how, I didn't know when. I just knew, I just told God, me and my husband prayed about it, and I said, God, I'm just trusting you, you're going to provide some kind of way. And it was going to have to be supernatural, because it's $1,500 ticket, just that alone, plus the expense of me being there. And every time somebody asked me, I just was sure, I'm going to see him before the end of the year. It's going to be October, November, one of those months, you know. And one day, one of my, you know, it was just my turn at the door to take that next up, and started talking to this customer. One thing led to another. I've been trying to start on the side, doing some interior design, working with my customers in the home. I've offered a lot of free work, and I've been working with an interior designer on the side, and she's told me, set your rate, you know, high. And so I did. And she hired me, and I have worked so much that I couldn't even, I felt bad for charging her as much as I was telling her I was going to charge her, and she didn't care. She just kept on racking up the hours, and it was so more than enough to take care of my expenses for me to be able to go. And then getting back, and then still left over that she hadn't paid me for yet. That's paying for, you know, Christmas and bills and all kinds of things. And just God has just blessed me so much this year. I just can't even express. It's so overwhelming. And going through some bad situations with my family. My mom had a very, very hard time, almost to the point of, you know, just letting go of me. And how I prayed, and God just revealed to me in one of the prayer night services, Pastor Nate was, you know, just saying, let's pray about some things. And I was like, what do I need to pray about? And God laid on my heart, you haven't prayed for your mom. You gave up on her a long time ago. Why don't you take authority over the situation and tell the devil to leave her alone? And it was just that following Saturday, and she wrote me a long letter and apologized for just my life, and told me that she was happy for me, and whoever made me happy, that it makes her happy. And her and my husband are friends on Facebook now. They're conversating. They're talking. My mom was more than happy to keep my kids this time without complaining. And how God has just restored me and her's relationship where we've never even had a relationship like this before. And it's just been an astonishing year.
That's awesome. Wow.
See, I told you God was good. You know, I just, when Rachel was sharing that, I'm just thinking about all the parts of our lives, even like Fabiola shared, there's some things that are much more precious than having your bills paid, even though that's good. But there's some things in your life that are so precious and no one may even know. It's just, you know, like just something that's going on in your own life and how God cares about those things and how he maneuvers and he works and he addresses every part of our lives when we just look to him and trust him and we're obedient to him. And we don't take the wrong doors. Praise God. And when we do, he gets us out and he has mercy on us and delivers us. He is very good. Let's stand up and give him thanks tonight. Father, we thank you so much for your goodness. We just wanted to take these few moments and celebrate. Yes, it's a season of celebration. Sometimes we get caught up in the wrong things. But Father, we magnify you tonight, for you are good. And your mercy endures forever. And Father, our prayer is that more people would know your goodness. Father, you know much more than we do that people are hurting tonight. Father, may people come to know your goodness. Father, we pray for those laborers once again. We pray that you'd send laborers out into the harvest fields. And Father, may those laborers not go with the wrath of God. May they not go with fingers pointed at people, but may they go with their arms extended, with the goodness of God on their lips, with the love of God. May they go forward, Father, to give the true gospel and not give man's ideas. And we pray for those laborers. Father, many of those laborers are here tonight. We're laborers. And Father, we pray that we would be those laborers, just like we just heard people share that they have been being laborers. May we all be the laborers that you've called us to be. And may we represent you well and show people that you're a good God. Hallelujah. Boldness in Jesus' name. May we be bold in sharing your love. Hallelujah. We thank you for these things that we've heard tonight. And we thank you, Father, that we know you and that you know us. It is good to know the Lord. Amen.